Warning, there's a whole lot of naked Florida man this week. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, June the 18th, 2019.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
Florida Man shows New York what Florida Man's all about, up close and personal.
Florida Man makes a pit stop at a convenience store.
Florida Man is serious about hating his wife's friend Alexa.
And Florida Man passes the ketchup to his girlfriend.
Plus, fabulous Florida facts, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
So you had to put a food one in this week again, huh?
They just keep coming at us, so yeah.
Well, how was your week, Joel?
Wife got a new van this weekend. Minivan.
I heard tell of such.
Yeah. That.
So you went all out and got the minivan, huh?
Yeah. It took all freaking day on Sunday, so it's like I missed half of a weekend day.
For a minivan.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have anything a little more sporty there? Maybe a... Well, a little faster, maybe a little more aerodynamic, or
well, this one it's what she wanted. It's very nice. It's all decked out. It's used, but it's gently used. It still has that new car smell, and it's got all the bells and whistles. This and one especially good for my wife's tendencies is it's got a built-in vacuum.
A built-in vacuum.
Yes.
Well, for your tendencies, does it have a built-in reverse camera?
Yes, it does.
Very good. That's exciting, Joel.
And also a built-in air compressor. It's all part of the vacuum. It's all one.
Oh, what is it?
Yeah.
All right. I just literally 10 minutes ago shut the computer down at work and showed up there at the studios, and I'm halfway through my first Tito's here. I'm going to need a few more. It's been one of them days. If I could only invent a dumbass vaccine, we wouldn't have to do this podcast.
Yeah, that would kind of put us out of business here.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But then again, there's the people that don't believe in vaccines. So
that's true.
But then I have a feeling there's kind of an overlap in that Venn diagram.
Yeah, in that what?
The Venn diagram, the two that? Circles that overlap when you've got the two different areas.
Oh, okay. Well, I did. We usually talk about this at the end, but I do believe we got an email this week with that I wouldn't mind talking about before we get started.
Okay.
Now this is the one where from a that had the idea for the
the new segment.
The new segment. I'd like to address that up front, please.
Yeah,
if
sure.
I may. We always enjoy our emails.
I especially like this one.
Yeah. And I think we're going to do a reference to it a little bit, maybe in a quickie episode coming up on a story that he shared with us from his home state of Washington.
Yep.
So, Mr. Matthew, I would like to read your email to our listeners.
Yeah, and Matthew is our newest patron also.
That's great. Matthew sends us a note and he writes, I'm a huge fan of the podcast. I started binging at episode 1 and currently at 35. It's been cool to see how the show has grown with new segments, games, and music. Just want to say keep up the good work. And here's where he goes into, he has an idea for the show.
Mm-hmm. He's got a couple of them, actually.
Yeah.
I like them both.
Mm-hmm. He says, may I suggest a new segment called, quote, can Phil pronounce this word, unquote. Now, Matthew from Washington State, if you could actually see the words that I am looking at and trying to pronounce, you would not, you would have a bit of pity. That's about half the time. The other half of the time is, yeah, it just don't look right. And it just, I try to piece it together. I do the phonics thing or whatever you're supposed to do, and it just don't work.
In Phil's defense, I try to pick the stories that have really, really hard to pronounce names and put them in the sequence so that I know Phil's going to read them.
So
it might be intentional.
So if you ever hear, like if you see you hear a pause after a first name and then I just use the first name throughout, it's because I have no freaking idea how to pronounce the last name.
Yep.
So Matthew from Washington State. Are we going to take his advice? And we're not going to have a spelling, like a speech bee thing here or pronunciation bit on this thing, are we?
Nothing intentional, no.
Well, nothing intentional.
As far as you know.
Okay.
It's
in here somewhere, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it won't have its own theme music, but I'll make sure they're built into the stories for you.
That's fantastic. Joel, thank you. And Matthew from Washington State, I really appreciate you teeing me up on that one. And next time, I'll try to get the license plate of that bus. he also says we should have a Florida man time capsule, a look at crimes from before our time.
That's actually a great idea. I've actually been saving up some. Like every once in a while, I try to keep the stories that we pick to the most, you know, the last things that have happened in the last week or last month. If I'm just seeing it, sometimes I'll run across one that sounds like a really good story. And then I'm like, oh, shit, that happened in 2017. But I keep those bookmarked for just such a future.
Plus, it's difficult. And you say before our time, that's you think of back in history, there is no internet. We'd have to actually go to the library. And well, that just ain't going to happen.
So. No.
We're not going through newspaper archives.
Hell no.
Film and all that kind of, yeah.
But yeah, things that happened before May of 2018 eventually will be coming back around. Eventually.
And he's got a story that we're going to do in an upcoming episode. But Matthew, we appreciate the email. And I'm going to continue to do my best to pronunciate the language of the words that I have here. No promises. And yeah.
Yeah, the thing with Florida is we've got a lot of English words that we, you know, we come across just because, you know, we speak English.
Joel, every word on here is fucking English.
No, some of the words have roots that are in Spanish. Some of them.
Oh, you're talking about that. I mean, we are actually, we're speaking in English.
Yes,
we
are.
Reading in English. So therefore, the words are in.
At least one of us is most of the time. But what I'm saying is some of these words have like Indian Native American roots or some of them have Spanish roots. So it's understandable why they're not as easily pronounceable.
Okay. Well, once again, Matthew from Washington State, thank you very much.
Thanks, Matthew. You got anything to promote this week, Phil?
Nope. But by the time this comes out, I will have hopefully successfully attended the Brett Floyd concert here in town this weekend.
Oh, cool.
Excited about that. That's going to be a whole day venture. You ever seen him before?
No, I have not.
They were at Barbara B. Mann once, and I saw him down there. But they're going to be at the Hertz Arena.
Which used to be the Germain Arena, which used to be the Everblades Arena.
That is correct.
Because they tend to sell the naming rights every
maybe one day we'll get so popular we can call it the Florida Man Arena.
Florida Man Arena? Yeah, that'd be awesome.
The Florida Man Arena. I wonder what the naming rights would cost.
I'm sure it's in the six figures.
And how are we doing on our patrons?
$50.
Okay. So, yeah, we won't be naming anything anytime soon, but yep. It'd be kind of cool, though.
Yeah, that'd be really
cool. At least we get free tickets to all the stuff. We could have our own. We could be backstage. No,
we would have a box.
We'd have a box. We could go whenever we want. We could record there.
We could go and, you know, just ice skate whenever.
And you know the air conditioner's always going to be on.
Exactly.
All right. No, I ain't got no problems.
All right. Well, I have been announced many
for
times
six
before.
Freaking months.
I'm excited about it. It's going to be fun. The True Crime Podcast Festival is going to be next month, just less than 30 days away from when this episode airs, on Saturday, July the 13th at the Marriott in downtown Chicago, right on the Magnificent Mile. There's going to be over 90 true crime podcasters coming, including Pretend Radio, Ignorance Was Bliss, Bad in the Boondocks, Crime Writers On, Beyond Bizarre True Crime, Cult of Domesticity, Our True Crime Podcast, The Hidden Staircase, Coast to Ghost, Death by Champagne, So Dead, Nature versus Narcissism, and lots more, including me, Joel from Florida Men. This is a full-day event and gives you a chance to meet your favorite podcasters in a large-scale meet-and-greet with several panel discussions and live episodes, too. To find out more, go to truecrimepodcastfestival.com. And as usual, on Wednesday nights, I host Trivia by the Trivia Factory on Wednesdays from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Brass Tap here in Naples, Florida. And on Thursdays, I host the Geeks Who Drink Pub Quiz at Fancy Southern Cafe in Fort Myers. That's on Thursday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. Both games are free to play and you can win food and drinks. Nothing better than free drinks.
Especially plural.
Yes.
All right, let's get into this week's stories from the Sunshine State.
Mm-hmm.
Story number one.
It's getting hot.
Naked Florida man who crashed a stolen car, then evaded chasing police, was found in a chicken coop after killing the family dog.
Sounds like something I'm about to be on Hee-Haw.
This one just keeps going and going and going.
What the... Okay. A Florida man was arrested this week after crashing a stolen car and fleeing the scene on the back of a passing pickup truck. He was later found naked and hiding in a chicken coop after killing a family dog. Police.
Yep.
John.
Fuck.
Mean?
Sure.
M-E-H-N-E?
Sure. Mean?
Mean?
Meany?
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 Meany? We're just going with John.
John.
John, who's age 25, was linked to Sarasota, Florida, and then Ithaca, New York, fled into the woods and was spotted hiding in a chicken coop by local residents close to the town of Kirkwood.
So in the chicken coop.
But this was in New York.
Yes.
But he is from Sarasota.
Yes.
When confronted by one... Now, chicken coop, that's not the cleanliness of...
No, not the,
of cages that you...
Not the type of place you want to be naked
in. Not the place you want to be naked.
At least, at the very least, you want to have some shoes on.
Yeah. A lot of droppings.
A lot of droppings, a lot of
feathers.
Feathers and...
Last thing you want to do is picking feathers out your ass.
Yeah.
I mean, that happened to me once. Whew, that was a story in itself.
You want to share?
Yeah, that's a lie. I'm just kidding.
All right.
No, but, I never have had feathers stuck up my ass.
Lots of like corn kernels or chicken feet or whatever. And
straw
she gave
and
you,
beer?
Yeah, she gave you your beer in a sippy cup with a straw.
Thank you. I'm going to set that straw right there.
Is that straw a paper straw, Joel?
No, that
You're
is
damn right, it's
plastic
not.
Plastic straw.
It's a plastic straw.
Yes.
All right. Oh, when confronted by one homeowner, the suspect allegedly threatened the man with an axe and then stole a vehicle. Where the hell did he get an axe from? Well,
probably from the chicken coop. You know what you do with that axe.
Upon investigation, state police discovered John had allegedly committed a burglary at one residence on Springer Road in the same area he allegedly killed a family dog.
How do they know it was him?
It's allegedly. They don't know yet. It's allegedly.
Okay. So, it's a Florida man, so let's blame the dead dog on him, too.
Deputies were first dispatched on Tuesday at roughly 9:45 a.m. after an incident on Interstate 81 northbound. At the scene, troopers found an abandoned 2016 Audi A5 in the driving lane.
Oh, he's got good taste in cars,
right.
At least.
I've always wanted an A5 coupe, the two-door.
Nice.
Yep. S. Big motor.
I studied for a couple weeks in Germany when I was doing my master's degree, and we went to the A4 assembly factory.
Oh, really?
Watch that. Yeah, that was really cool. Like, hardly any people in there. It's all automated.
Robots. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was in the driving lane and facing the wrong direction. Police determined it had been reported stolen from Sarasota. Wow. So he drove the Audi. At least he drove in style all the way up there.
Yeah.
The initial probe found John had crashed after, quote, driving erratically, unquote. He escaped the scene by jumping on the back of a pickup truck and later ran into a forest area toward railroad tracks.
Okay. That's one way to skip town.
It wasn't until 4 p.m. 4 p.m. This was at, we're going to round up to 10. So 6 hours later, when police got a tip about the suspect from a local resident on Dual Road who said he had come home from work to find a man in a chicken coop outside of his home. In a statement yesterday, Police Major Brian Short Tall. It's actually Short All. It looks like Short Tall. Elaborated. Quote, when the homeowner asked John what he was doing, he told him he was killing the chickens and then picked up an axe and began chasing the resident. John subsequently stole an ATV from that residence on Dual Road and drove off in a westerly direction where troopers found it was abandoned.
Nice.
All right. So
he's already been in an Audi. Yep. He's been in a pickup truck.
Yep.
Now he stole an ATV and left that.
Yep.
He's multi-talented.
Oh, now they brought in the dogs, though. Troopers enlisted the help of a K-9 unit for the search. Shortly after, they received a call that a man matching John's description was naked inside another chicken coop on Springer Road.
He's got a pattern here. Still naked.
He wasn't naked before. He got naked. He probably threw his clothes out, hoping the dogs would just hold onto the clothes and not follow him.
Hmm.
That's what I'm guessing.
Okay.
So. He was located and taken into custody after a trip to the hospital for a bite from the police dog.
Glad you took your clothes off now, aren't you, John?
Didn't think that through all the way, did you? He was treated at Binghamton. I'm calling it Binghamton.
Okay.
All right. General Hospital and transported to Broome County Jail with no bail. Short Tall confirmed. He said more charges against the suspect are possible.
When we find all the shit that he did in between when we didn't.
One eyewitness said, quote, he was in the run of the chicken coop, totally naked, covered with mud, and he was chasing the chickens. Totally bizarre. Wow. The news outlet reported on air the suspect had allegedly stolen a chicken and tried to hide under a home decking area.
This just gets better and better.
John has been charged with the felonies of, all right, this is going to take a while, burglary in the first degree, robbery in the first degree, aggravated cruelty to animals, and criminal possession of stolen property.
They're waiting indecent for Florida to charge him with grand theft auto.
Grand theft auto and then indecent exposure. Images obtained from the police appear to show the suspect had been fully clothed earlier in the day. Well, that's good to know. I think he ditched his clothes when the dogs got after him. But once them dogs latched on to him, I bet he was wishing he had a pair of britches on.
Mm-hmm.
Good God. He didn't think
Although,
this, what
no,
was
he was that? He was naked in the second chicken coop, so.
Yeah, he was naked. That's where they caught him, though.
Right. So, yeah, that was after the.
So, what was the original intent of what was he trying to steal? He stole the car and went to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then, he tried to commit a burglary. Okay. Right.
And then he stole a chicken.
And then
Then he stole the ATV. Then he stole the chicken.
Then he stole the chicken and chased the chickens in the mud. And then he caught the chicken and hid under a deck.
And then the cops
found him.
And then the cops found him in
the chicken coop.
Or the dog found him.
John?
John's got some issues.
I'm going to rack that one up to?
Drugs.
A bad day.
That's a bad week.
That's a bad day. From starting at 9:45, finishing up at 6 with a dog gnawing on your naked ass while holding a chicken in a chicken coop.
See, John, this is why you need, I don't know that John went to college, but this is why you need a college degree, because you're.
That is justification for higher education right
yes,
there.
Yes, yeah. You want a job where you can sit inside in the air conditioning. You don't have to chase Jesus after chickens Christ. All fucking day.
I like that. He was in the run of the chicken coop, totally naked, covered with mud, and was chasing the chickens.
I'm it sure was that totally wasn't all bizarre. Mud either.
I don't know what I would have done. I think just pulled up a chair. Go ahead, brother.
All right.
Let me get my camera
video
out.
Mode on the phone.
Damn.
Story number two. Another naked Florida man arrested after urinating on convenience store doors. Staff at a Circle K convenience store in Daytona Beach were stunned. Stunned when a man showed up at their door
flabbergasted,
wearing nothing but his birthday suit. The suspect urinated on the convenience store doors as staff and customers locked themselves inside. I would.
Well, wait now. So how's he going to do this?
They see him coming. He's naked.
They see him coming.
They're like, oh, hell no. Click. So he just walks up.
Okay. Because if he walked up, the doors are going to. Right. Oh, no, they don't. I'm thinking some of them are automatic. Most of the Circle K's are actually old school pool.
Yeah. So officers on patrol were nearby. And said when the suspect saw them, he turned his attention to them. He didn't run like the other guy.
Helicopter.
Police said the suspect made rude gestures toward two officers, refusing their commands to stop. A third officer eventually came up behind him and tackled the suspect to the ground.
Did they draw straws on that one? Who's going to jump on the back of the naked man pissing on the wall?
But investigators said he put up a fight. Something tells me there is
did they tase him?
There's that one guy on the police force that really enjoys tackling the naked guy. You distract him. I'll come around back. Officers finally got the upper hand after using mace on the man.
Oh, they threw mace on him while he's naked.
Pepper spray
on the genitals are probably a bit.
You're gonna want to wash that off.
You're gonna need a rag and some salve.
Your girlfriend ain't touching it for at least a month. The suspect has yet to be identified, so he's facing multiple charges as John Doe. Obviously, he didn't have any ID on him. He was taken to the hospital for a medical evaluation.
So where do you begin out of a medical evaluation on, look,
the road rash from the cop tackling you in the parking lot?
So when you all right, look, in the ER, and the cop comes in and goes, all right, look, here's what's going on. I don't know his name. I don't know. All I know is he was pissing on the wall. He was pissing, trying to piss on the door. We tackled him and brought him here. I need you to figure out what's wrong with him. Okay. Where do you start?
You start with the eyes where they sprayed the mace at him.
Yep, the road rash. Yeah,
the road rash from where they tackled him. He tackled him from behind, so you know that's all down the front of him. He's got gravel there they had to pick out. And then you call psych in.
I think it's going to take a little bit more than looking at some ink spots.
Probably a tox screen first, just to see if it's chemically induced.
All right. Is this next one naked too?
No.
All right. Story number three. Florida man disrupts restaurant, tells officer to go to Dunkin' Donuts. Oh, that's going to go well. Mm-hmm. A Florida man was disrupting a Naples restaurant right down the street, standing on chairs while sticking out his middle finger and shouting at customers before his arrest, deputies say.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. John Toddy, 55, faces a disorderly intoxication charge. The manager of the Latino American restaurant on Collier Boulevard said Toddy began slamming the menu sign outside the establishment, according to the Collier County Sheriff's Office arrest report.
That seems unnecessary. Does
it say why he was doing all this?
It does not. Okay. But I just wanted to point out that this is in the neck of the woods of our friends Lauren and Ken from Paradise After Dark. This is right around where where they're from. Yep.
Their neighborhood? Their neck of the woods?
Their neck of the woods.
Then Toddy entered the restaurant.
And I'm disappointed that they went to CrimeCon this past weekend and didn't invite us. That was in New Orleans.
The Crescent City.
Mm.
Oh, stomping ground. Then Toddy entered the restaurant, stood up on chairs, and stuck out his middle finger, a.k.a. giving the bird, toward patrons while shouting and cursing at everyone. Deputies described Toddy as having bloodshot, watery eyes, and slurred speech when they arrived, per the arrest report.
Also, I looked at his mugshot, and it's in the link in the show notes. He's got the Fu Manchu, like Hulk Hogan.
Uh-huh.
Long gray hair and receding hairline, kind of like Hulk Hogan. So I think he thinks he's...
Or you think he's channeling Hogan?
Channeling the Hulkster, yes.
All right. Before arresting Toddy, placing him in handcuffs, and taking him to Naples Jail Center, he had the brilliant idea to telling deputies when they confronted him, quote, get back in your fucking car and go to Dunkin' Donuts, unquote. That is a perfect way of how to win friends and influence.
Well, I will say.
It works every time with cops.
In his defense, I can't remember if it's the Collier County Sheriff's or the Naples Police Department, but I follow them on Facebook. And for National Donut Day last week, they did a post where they kind of noted that they are fans of the donut.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
One of the two. It was either Collier or Naples. Yeah.
Was this guy naked too?
No, he was not. Okay. Thank goodness.
Food fight! Oh, it's food fight. We need to come up with a theme for food night song.
Do you not listen to the show?
No.
Yeah.
I don't need to. I'm here.
There's a whole intro.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, it just played, as far as the people listening know.
Oh, okay.
Florida man arrested.
Did we write it?
No, it was it's a clip from Animal House.
That legal?
Short enough that, yeah.
Okay.
Close enough. Florida man arrested for covering sleeping girlfriend in ketchup. No word if he had onions or a bun to go along with that. A Florida man was arrested over the weekend after he allegedly covered his sleeping girlfriend in ketchup because he thought she was having an affair.
Peter, well, that'll stop it right there.
Yep.
I'm going to take care of this once and for all.
Peter Wagman, age 37, from Pinellas Park, was charged with domestic battery for pouring a large quantity of tomato sauce. Now, is it ketchup or is it tomato sauce?
They're two different things.
They are. On his 41-year-old girlfriend, after the couple had, quote, been in arguments over infidelity by the victim, unquote, according to the arrest affidavit. Wagman and the victim, who had not been named, had been in a relationship for roughly 11 years prior to the incident. Dude, if you've been with her 11 years and she's still just your girlfriend...
Well, that's not. We're not going to judge there. I mean, there's a lot of. Yes, we're not going to judge there.
Make it official, man. At around 4:45 a.m. local time on Sunday, the victim, quote, woke up to ketchup being poured on her by the defendant as the defendant was yelling, quote, "That's what you get, bitch," unquote, police said. Classy. When authorities arrived on the scene, the victim was still covered in ketchup. Wagman denied the allegations and has pleaded not guilty. However, the booking officer confirmed that he had ketchup on the right side of his pants following the incident.
Oh, here we go again.
See, you know, you can't pour the gas.
Can't pour the gas.
It always spills on your pants. Can't pour the ketchup. Wagman was arrested more than an hour later at 6:05 a.m. Doing this in the wee hours of the morning. He was released on Monday and was ordered not to contact his girlfriend. Investigators do not believe that mental health, drugs, or alcohol played a part in this case. No, it was jealousy that played a part in this case. Dude thinks his girlfriend's stepping out on him. He's going to lose it a little bit. According to the Smoking Gun, Wagman and his girlfriend have both previously been arrested for acting out violently against each other, but their battery charges were later dropped. In April, Wagman's girlfriend was arrested again after she allegedly hit him during an argument at their house.
You know, I'm no relationship expert, as we have discussed on the show, but I don't think this is going to...
This is not a healthy relationship. Yes.
This needs to be on Jerry Springer.
Or Maury Povich.
Yeah.
Not when I had Jerry Springer. Yeah, this is more Jerry Springer. Florida man is... Yeah. I think
we should have Jerry on here. Is he still alive?
Oh, yeah. He's still doing the show. I bet he'd come on our show. I bet we could arrange it. I'll have to look into that.
And have Jerry Springer on the Florida Man show.
We could make Jerry Springer the official talk show of Florida Man. Story number 4, Florida woman calls cops on her husband after he shot her Amazon Alexa. Now, Phil, I put this in because I have a question for you. I know you're a big Apple fan, and you're also a big Amazon fan.
I am a big Amazon fan, but I do not partake in the Alexa.
I was going to say, do you prefer Siri or Alexa?
I prefer Siri.
Or do you?
Siri and I have an understanding.
What's the understanding?
She can't understand how I talk, and I don't get pissed. So we leave it at that.
Okay.
No, she's gotten better. She's gotten better.
Okay.
She's gotten better over time. Well, my problem was, see, I think somewhere back in my other phone between point A and point B, I had dropped it in some mud or something, and I had a little bit of mud in the microphone, so it was a little muffled.
Okay.
So I got a new phone, and now she's doing much better. So we talk.
So you treat her good?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We talk. Cleaned her up. Got her a new one. Got her a new phone. She talks to me, tells me goodnight, cuts the lights off when I tell her to. That's really fun. You can tell, hey, Siri, turn the bedroom lights off. She'll turn the lights off. Oh, fuck, it just went off.
You know, we had about at least 20 of our listeners just went in the dark.
I know. God almighty. Communicating. Stop. Sorry. Sorry. When I said it, my phone went off.
Alexa, play Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah, there was a podcast I listened to that one of their patrons changed their Patreon name to... What was it? Alexa, play such and such a song by the Honey Drippers. And I was listening to that on speaker in the living room, and the Alexa started playing the song. Anyway, speaking of Alexa, we should probably get into the story now. Two Pasco County Sheriff's deputies were wounded early Saturday in a gun battle that started after a man shot at his wife's Amazon Alexa smart speaker. A bullet hit one deputy's femoral artery, threatening his life.
That's not good.
And another grazed a deputy's hand, according to Pasco County Sheriff Chris Nocco. The man accused of shooting the deputies was taken into custody with a wound to his head. Deputies arrived at 7349 Humboldt Avenue after a woman called 911 around midnight to report a domestic dispute between her parents. Terrence J. Peterson, age 62, had shot at her mother's Alexa, the daughter told deputies. The couple had been known to fight, but usually their arguments did not escalate to calling the police, Nocco said. Most arguments don't. Peterson's wife came outside as soon as deputies arrived. Nocco said she had been battered and her husband refused to leave his home. Inside, he had a handgun and a semi-automatic rifle. Just before 2 a.m., deputies say they decided to enter the home after Peterson refused to surrender. That's when bullets began to spray from the house and into the surrounding suburban neighborhood. Quote, the suspect tried to kill everybody that was outside the house, unquote, Nako said. This was a battle, an absolute gun battle. As the sheriff's office exchanged fire while entering the house, a bullet struck a deputy in the leg. The bullet sliced through the large artery in his thigh that supplies blood to the lower body. As shots rang, other deputies worked to wrap a tourniquet around his wound, Nako said. The sheriff credited the surrounding deputies' fast thinking and training for saving not only his limb, but also his life. He could have easily bled to death at the scene. The sheriff's office has not named either injured deputy. Nako said the deputy with the hand wound was expected to make a full recovery. The other deputy underwent emergency surgery at Hudson's Regional Medical Center, Bayonet Point, and was recovering as of Saturday morning. When the bullets quieted, deputies could not get in contact with Peterson. The SWAT team and negotiators arrived, attempting to contact him until about 4 a.m. At that point, officers deployed a gas bomb inside the house and sent a robot in after. Through its camera, they saw Peterson motionless on the floor, blood trickling from his head. So they got him.
I'm thinking that's another bad day.
Yeah. Nako said early Saturday morning it was not yet known if the wound was self-inflicted or from one of the deputies. Peterson was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries.
Area, so he wasn't dead then.
He wasn't dead. He had a...
Just a flesh wound.
Maybe. The area near Seven Springs Boulevard and Humboldt Avenue has been shut down to traffic for hours as investigators examine the crime scene. I'm sure that's open by now. Holmes and sheriff's vehicles were pierced with bullet holes, Nako said. It's a nasty crime scene, he said. This individual had full intentions to kill deputies. Peterson will be charged with one count of domestic violence and at least five counts of attempted murder, according to the sheriff's office. Nako said Peterson had been arrested for domestic battery before. The couple usually called their daughter rather than police during disputes. This time was no different. Quote, the mother called the daughter, unquote, Nako said. The reason she was upset was because he shot at the Alexa. The Alexa must have been personal to her. A photo of the home taken in January 2019 shows a sign next to the front door. It says, quote, we don't call 911, unquote, with a picture of a handgun.
Damn.
Wrong.
Damn.
He ain't getting out no time soon.
No, either the hospital or the...
No, he ain't getting out no time soon.
Dude. Why shoot at the Alexa?
I don't know. Maybe she said something. It pissed him off. She was talking to it, and he was trying to talk to her, and Alexa wouldn't shut the fuck up. So he just got, yeah. Maybe he thought Bezos was listening to him.
Well, you know he is.
I know he is.
He wants to know what we're all doing. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't.
You ever seen that on South Park?
No. No, I haven't watched South Park in a while. But, yeah.
Bezos, on South Park, he doesn't talk. He's just a big brain. Okay. And he communicates telepathically with everyone. He doesn't speak. His mouth doesn't move. He speaks telepathically through everyone.
Nice. But yeah, I mean, I don't. Why would you shoot at the Alexa unless it started mouthing off at him?
Story number five. This was submitted by our listener, Patty, from Titusville.
Yeah, you wanted to say Titsville, didn't you?
I did want to say Titsville. I wanted really badly to say Titsville. Really, really, really bad. You hear that, Matthew from Washington State? I want to say Titsville. God damn it.
But he didn't.
All right. Story number five. Florida man says woman at the gym, quote, liked it when he masturbated.
Himself or her? You need an article in that sentence. That could really change the meaning of the sentence.
A Florida man was arrested on Tuesday, June the 4th, for allegedly spanking the monkey in public while watching a woman work out at a gym in Titusville, Florida. According to the police, 55-year-old Arthur L. Disbrow was masturbating while sitting on a block and staring at a woman working out around 5:15.
What do you think she was
a.m.?
On screen or something? You don't do that just in person.
Arthur allegedly told police that he was smoking crack while using a vibrator on himself when he noticed the woman.
What the hell gym is this?
What is this Lifetime
fitness? They don't even let you smoke cigarettes in there, let alone crack.
He's smoking crack while having a vibrator up his ass or tickling his nuts. Either one. But at least he's working out. At least he's in good health. attempting to be in good health.
He didn't say he was working out. He said she was working out.
Well, he was there.
Oh, how did...
Holy shit. I mean, how do you... What goes through your mind as you're sitting there, you're working out, you're at the gym, and going, you know what?
All right, I got my gym bag packed. I got my shorts.
I need a hip.
I got my towel. I got my water bottle.
Yep.
And crack pipe.
Crack pipe, my dildo. Yep.
Oh, can't forget my lighter.
Let's go.
Jesus Christ.
The Florida man stated to police that he thought she was, quote, freaky,
and that she liked it, and that she liked to watch. This is all in his head, isn't it?
Yeah. Disbrided that he watched the woman before on May the 9th.
Let's see what these charges
come up to be.
Yeah, let's see. Stalking.
Let's see. He got charged with possession of a crack pipe, exposure of sexual organs, and stalking.
Yeah, there we go.
Which are all first degree misdemeanors.
What?
The Florida man was booked. Only got $5,000 bond.
So $500 he can go out jerk it off again at some other girl in the window at the.
So what have we learned from this? So if you're at the gym and you see a gentleman over in the corner smoking a crack pipe with a dildo up his ass, you might want to call the security. Yeah. Do not encourage it.
No.
Do not encourage it. Do not smile.
Simply call the
security.
Unless she was freaky and she did like it, but then take it outside. Don't do it in the gym. Other people got to use that equipment. You know,
but he was on a block. It says a block. It didn't say a machine. It said he was on a block.
A block of what?
I don't know. Fuck, Joel, I don't know. I didn't pull up the story. Is he got a picture of him in here?
Well, you know the guy smoking crack with a vibrator is not exactly going to be in the best of health, looks-wise.
Oh, it's in Brevard. Oh, here it is. Oh, yeah. That's a pretty feller.
Yeah?
I didn't... Oh, hell yeah. That's a good-looking man right there.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's you know, got... You know what he looks like?
He looks like the guy, the bouncer from Roadhouse. I can't pull his name. Sam, yeah.
Sam somebody. There is a woman in her mid to late 50s who is yelling and screaming at me right now for not being able to pull Sam's last name out of the back of my head. No, you know what he looks like? If Hitler let the rest of the mustache grow out and then got a little bit more relaxed in his later years.
Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott, yes. Yeah, he looks like a cross between Adolf Hitler and Sam Elliott. On crack.
Well, the vibrator stuck up his ass. It didn't say up his ass.
It didn't say where it was ass. It said he was using it.
What as a man, the only thing you can do, are you going to tickle your nipples?
Well, maybe it's like a cock ring vibrator. It didn't say what kind of vibrator.
Yeah, Joe, that adds a lot of clarity to it. Thank you. That changes the whole intent of the story.
Not really.
Not really. No. No, not really.
Okay, let's move on to story number 6. Florida man tries blowtorch to open an ATM, welds it shut instead. Authorities say two Florida burglars thought they were clever when they used a blowtorch to break it into an ATM machine, but they never hit the jackpot. Instead, the burning heat actually welded the ATM's hinges shut.
God dog it, that's how it worked in YouTube.
That's a problem with heat. You know, it'll either, it could cut it apart, but it could melt it together. Okaloosa County Sheriff's officials say video surveillance shows two male suspects entering the boardwalk on Okaloosa Island on Friday. One was armed with a crowbar and appeared to serve as the lookout, while the other took the blowtorch to the ATM. Instead of cutting the ATM with the blowtorch, authorities say the would-be thief welded the metal part shut, and the pair left with nothing.
Wah, wah, wah.
Did they get swing you? And a miss.
Just a bit outside. Ball 4.
Nope,
ball
they didn't.
Ball 16.
They didn't catch him because they did it in the middle of the night and didn't didn't have anybody around. Good intentions. Well, not good intentions, but
that's a bad plan.
That, well,
they didn't practice.
It was. It was a hypothesis. They tested it. It was the scientific method. They tested it, and this was a negative result. Yes.
Better luck next time, fellas.
Yep.
And that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast.
using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Men. And we have a new review this week. It is, quote, from another South Dakota listener, 5 stars. I love this podcast. You guys are awesome. Chandra from Aberdeen, South Dakota.
Woohoo!
So we're up to three?
Three! Well, counting Chris, but we don't know if Chris ever actually listened to any episodes.
Right. Hey, Chris, send us an email if you are actually listening to this.
He's not.
Yeah, I know.
I can make him. I can ask him.
Well, you know he'll do whatever you tell him.
I know. That's why I said I'm him. I'm telling to. If I ask him nicely. Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridamen, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen.
And we'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally. They are Conan. No, they're not Conan.
Nope.
They are Colin, Koneth. I kind of merged those two together. David, Erica, Heather,
woo-hoo!
Jessica, Katie, Kurt, Matt, Paradise After Dark Podcast, Roxanne, Stephanie, The Hidden Staircase Podcast, and Travis. And as I mentioned earlier, I want to thank our newest patron, Matthew, not to be confused with Matt. And speaking of Matt, Jessica, and Roxanne have all increased their pledges recently. So thank you guys. We appreciate
it. Wow, sweet. Thank you very much.
Yep. Also, Matthew is our 15th patron, which means we just reached a Patreon goal.
We did.
Yes. So now our patrons.
So we get like $5,000 a month now?
No. This is for us to give to them. So our patrons will now get 4 bonus episodes per year that are only available to our patrons.
Really?
Yes. So
where are we going to get 4? Where are we going to get 4 extra episodes?
I've already got one written that we'll be recording in the next couple weeks. Our next goal is 25 patrons, so that's only 10 more people who subscribe to us. When we get to 25 patrons, we'll have to incorporate for tax purposes because we will be making hopefully enough money that we have to declare this fine venture. So we're going to have a contest to let our patrons vote to pick the corporation's name, and we'll let them make suggestions. And whatever they come up with, we're going to go with that as the corporation name.
We are.
Yep.
How about we do, once we hit 25, then we record all the episodes naked?
No. absolutely not. Not only do I not want to see you naked...
We get to 25, you got to get your nipples pierced. How about that?
No, I get to 25, I'll get the logo tattooed on my arm like I've been saying I'm going to do. Anyway, if you want to be one of those 25 people who get to pick the name that we have to file with the government, go to patreon.com/floridamen and pledge as little as $1 per month.
I may do it just so I can do it. I can go. So if I go pledge $6 a month, no, $10 a month, then I get to then I have controlling interest in it. So
no,
does each person get a?
No, you just
I
count
get
as
10
one.
Votes.
No,
oh, I get 10 one. Votes.
No, it's your name is your vote, not your dollar amount.
Fine.
Otherwise, Katie's going to kick your ass because she's pledging $10 a month.
I know. Damn it! I thought I had that worked out.
No, one vote per person.
Fine.
But they all get to suggest a name if they want to.
All right, this program is provided for informational. You still should get your damn nipples pierced, though.
I'm not getting my fucking nipples pierced. Hell no.
This program is provided for informational use only. Yeah, we ain't giving nobody's money back, so go on next.
Yeah. Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in a chicken coop in upstate New York.
Of course it was. Were you naked? And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. And Tracy, you can kiss my ass.
Florida man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. Florida man, he's a dumbass, but